This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. And on the first Friday of each month, we take on a topic related to the environment in Michigan with an eye on Washtenaw County. We do so with Lisa Wozniak, who serves as Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. She is my co-host for WEMU's first Friday Focus on the Environment. And good to be with you for the May edition, Lisa.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dave. Of course, many of our listeners know that over the last 37 years, a toxic plume of the chemical 1,4-dioxane has been spreading through the groundwater in the Ann Arbor area, starting at the source of the contamination at the old Gelman Sciences facility off Wagner Road in Scio Township. And Gelman was bought by Paul Life Sciences in 1997 and then in 2015 purchased by the current owner, Danaher Corporation. And the plume has forced residents and even the city to close drinking water wells and is now threatening the Huron River and potentially Ann Arbor's municipal water supply.
And with that in mind, let's introduce our guest today, and that is the mayor of Ann Arbor, Christopher Taylor. Thank you so much for the time, Mr. Mayor.
Well, thank you for having me.
Mayor Taylor, what does the most recent monitoring data show us about the plume? Is it continuing to expand?
Well, the plume does continue to expand, and you mentioned monitoring data, and that is something that we are looking to obtain more from. Right now, one of our main challenges is really, understanding where the plume is, understanding the course of its transit towards the river, what its speed, its direction, its concentration. One of our main goals in our litigation with the polluter and ultimately our efforts to obtain EPA introduction into the process is to understand where the plume is exactly. We do have some data, but we need more because it's obviously an issue that concerns us all.
Well, local stakeholders, including the City of Ann Arbor, Scio Township, Washtenaw County, and the Huron River Watershed Council, all been trying to negotiate with Gelment, its current owners, and the state of Michigan to get full remediation in place, at least a plan, at every turn the company balks. And current law seems to support its position that it's meeting existing criteria. Where do those talks stand at this point?
Well, we are in the midst of litigation, and so there are some things that one has to keep close. But fundamentally, we are in the process of a set of hearings before the judge. The judge is looking to engage the issue on the merits, which is I think the right direction to go. We have made efforts to negotiate a consent judgment, which would expand monitoring and accelerate cleanup and take an acknowledgement of the new drinking water standards. That effort faltered, and so now we're back before the judge. We also, as residents and certainly you all know, we are on a parallel path looking to obtain EPA engagement on the site to determine whether it is suitable for Superfund designation and ultimately a federally driven cleanup effort.
Well, the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy does now support a process to add the Gelman plume to the federal Superfund list and has sent a letter to the EPA requesting such a designation. What happens now other than a wait-and-see approach?
Well, we wait and see on the federal side. Once the request is made, we are at the pleasure of the EPA. We will, of course, continue to engage with them, letting them know that this is something that we are interested in driving forward. But it is a federally driven, rule driven, science driven process on that end. But the good news is, and this was very important for me, is that we are able to proceed on a parallel path. That is to say that we are able to continue the intervention that the city of Ann Arbor has moved with, that the county, Scio Township, and the Huron River Watershed Council. That we are continuing to move forward with our intervention in the state case, which is going to be before the judge fairly soon.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm David Fair with my co-host Lisa Wozniak from the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and our guest today is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor.
So as it pertains to the potential Superfund site, as you noted, it could be decades before the cleanup actually begins. And you've noted a parallel track, but is there anything about such a designation that would give stakeholders some resources that would allow for intermediate mitigation to prevent further spread and harm, or is this literally all locked up in the courts?
It is a parallel path. So the city and the interveners and the state and Eagle, we are working on to obtain immediate upfront order from the local court, from the state court, in order to expand monitoring and accelerate cleanup. That path is on its own lights, on its own merits, and it will be judged in accordance with state law. The effort to obtain EPA engagement, to obtain Superfund designation, and then ultimately have the site go through the full set of EPA processes before we get to federally structured and obligated cleanup. That is, as you indicated, a decades-long effort. It will be a time measured in years as to whether, in fact, we are going to be a Superfund site. And then, what we do once we obtain that designation, is also a years measured process. It is, it's been a long time coming. It has been a site that has had lots of time in the state courts at various levels and with various levels of success. The changes in state law over the years, the changes in state drinking water standards over the years, these have pushed and prodded and slowed and sped our efforts to obtain a cleanup. Right now, with this parallel path, I think that we have a set number of tools. We are focused on what we can and we can't control. We're focused on what we can influence directly, and that is the state action. The federal action is out of our hands. We are not a party at the table, if you will. We are members of the public commenting in the manner consistent with federal rulemaking, but we are at the pleasure of the EPA.
Thanks to the efforts of people like State Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor, there is an ongoing effort to put back into place the polluter pay laws that were authored by former State Senator Lana Pollack and enacted in the early 1990s and then dismantled in the Engler administration. If passed in this legislative session, would it be applicable to the 1,4-dioxane plume, or would it only cover new cases that occur with those measures in place?
I'm afraid I don't know the answer to that question. I certainly, support Senator Irwin's efforts. Obviously, if a polluter causes public harm, if a polluter causes pollution, they ought to be responsible for what they've done. They have profited from it. They ought to pay for its cleanup.
We're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor on 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. Again, I'm David Fair with Lisa Wozniak from the Michigan League of Conservation Voters.
There's so much to talk about as it relates to drinking water in Michigan. And another threat in our beautiful state and for the Huron River is the family of toxic forever chemicals known as PFAS. And it was reported recently that the levels of a few types of PFAS chemicals, such as PFOS and PFOA, have dropped in the Huron River, which is great news, and in the treated drinking water, thanks to the installation of filters at the water treatment plant. And working, of course, with an upstream facility that has been a major source of the pollution. But now we're seeing the presence of new and different types of PFAS, known as short-chain PFAS. These are not regulated and still could be very dangerous, and these short-chain PFAS seem to be making it through the filtration process. So are there efforts underway to tackle these new PFAS chemicals?
Nothing has made its way to City Council yet, but that's obviously an issue of concern and focus, and it's something that our experts at in the water department are taking a look at. We moved pretty quickly once we understood the threat and understood our ability to address it with the introduction of the filters that you talked about on the upfront, when and if we come to an understanding of how we are able to remediate this. This harm, we will take action. I mean, the bottom line is that we have an obligation to do everything we can to deliver safe, pure drinking water to folks in Ann Arbor 24/7, 365, and as much as their faucet will bear, and that's what we look to do every day.
We will certainly be keeping an eye on that, and we will stay in touch with you as we move forward and figure out exactly how we're going to better address the 1,4-dioxane plume that continues to spread towards the river and continues to potentially threaten the municipal water supply. Thank you so much for the time and sharing the perspective today.
Well, thank you so much for asking and for engaging this important topic. It's something that we really all need to keep a focus on.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, our guest on First Friday Focus on the Environment. Lisa Wozniak is the Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and my co-host for WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. Lisa, I look forward to doing it again in June.
I look forward to it, David. Thank you.
For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.